Welcome to the Unit Care Services podcast, discussions of interest to unit owners and managers. Is there a problem with your plumbing? And is it your problem or the responsibility of the body corporate? To plumb the depths of piping issues, I chat with Unit Care Managing Director, Gordon Russell. Gordon Russell, Managing Director of Unit Care Services. I imagine that when it comes to drains, the main problem is out of sight, out of mind. You don't see the plumbing and the drainage because it's all buried under the property, and because you don't think about it, that's when problems arise. Am I right?
Yeah, I think the expression is flush and forget, isn't it, in the drainage industry? Yes, yeah, so people don't see what's going wrong with their drains. You can't see what's going wrong with their drains until they can't flush their toilet or the kitchen sink won't drain. Then they ring us, or they ring their strata managers and ask them to get it fixed. And then we find out what's actually going on. And it may be serious, it may not be. One of the critical issues is who owns that particular piece of plumbing. We've got a dispute at the moment with an owner who believes the corporation should be fixing what's called the vent pipe. You know those pipes that go up through the ceiling and onto the roof and take all the smells away for us. They also allow air into the drain, really important, because if you don't allow air into the drain, when you flush the toilet, it sucks the water out downstream. So you need to allow air into the system. In this case, every unit has a vent. And in this group, and in all groups, when the plumbing only serves one unit, it's the owners under the Acts of Parliament. If you could chop it off and only that owner's affected, then it's the owner's to fix. Otherwise, it's shared. So in a lot of groups, there is only one vent pipe, perhaps at the end of the driveway. Unit 4 at the very end has got a vent pipe that serves all of the units, in which case the corporation's responsible for that vent pipe, even though it's installed through the roof and attached to the plumbing of Unit 4. In this case, they've all got individual vent pipes. So this lady is actually responsible for her vent pipe, and she keeps arguing it, coming back and forward. So my last statement to her in writing was, you haven't produced the legal advice we asked for. We're not going to enter into any more correspondence until you produce some legal ruling from a qualified person. She hasn't, of course. She keeps on making assertions. So who owns which part of the plumbing is really critical? We'll cover this in the fact sheet, and that goes for supply as well as drains. Also, what caused the blockage? So if you've got a tree in your backyard and it's invaded the sewer, even though it might be the common sewer, it's your tree that's actually invaded and caused the damage, you could be liable for the repairs. The corporation probably get the repairs done, produce the photographs, get the report from the plumber showing it's these roots, and then that owner could be liable for them. But as I said, if it serves more than one unit, the corporation's responsible for that plumbing.
So the hard and fast rule is it doesn't matter whether it's outside or inside your unit. If it's servicing only your unit, it's your responsibility?
That's true. And that pipe work could come through other people's backyards and only be serving your unit. And even though it's in somebody else's yard, it is your plumbing.
You just mentioned the problem of tree roots, and this is a big problem up in the Adelaide Hills where I live because there's so many trees around. And one thing that I've found is that when you get a plumber out to run the eel through the drains to clean them out, some of them say that really what we need to do is dig the whole lot up and relay all of the pipe, which is incredibly expensive. Whereas other plumbers will come along and say, look, the pipes are okay. You just need to get them eeled out every so often. In a strata situation, which advice would you take?
We've had cases where we've got the old earthenware pipes and they're not in great condition, but they're manageable. And say every 6 months, the plumber comes out and does a preventative clean. Originally, we found a whole lot of tree root problems. However, they've been cleaned out. Pipe might have been repaired or relined at that point. And then after that, they come through and put the rods through and clean it out every 6 months. There's another one, which is chemical root control, which uses copper sulfate. We know that eventually earthenware drains will need replacing, well, relining, which is a softer option. But in the meantime, you can actually get the tree roots out. So if you've got a sewer, commonly this is going along a boundary. Next door might have a lot of trees along that boundary or invasive bushes. You can flood the sewer with copper sulfate. So they block each end off and leave it there for half a day, and it saturates the soil. So it's a prophylactic. It actually creates a barrier around the sewer, and the tree roots won't come into it. So there'll be some dieback on the trees and bushes, and then it'll settle into a sort of stasis, and the sewer will be good for a long while that way.
So don't always panic when the plumber says, we've got to relay your pipes. There are other options.
There are certainly softer options. A number of our groups have had relinings done. This was an Australian invention, where you get a strip of plastic with a tongue and groove sort of feature on it, and they feed it down, and it actually locks in as it twists and creates a pipe out of a flat plastic. It's not cheap, but it's a hell of a lot better than digging up. And in some cases, sewers have gone, illegally or otherwise, under buildings, under structures. So relining is really the only option in that case. And it's quick and effective and doesn't create a lot of disruption.
In a strata situation, these are things that need to be discussed at the body corporate meetings?
Yes, the common sewer is the corporation's problem. So we had a case where the sewer collapsed at the back of Unit 4 in this case, and the lady couldn't flush a toilet, couldn't live there anymore, and this became an emergency. So it's not so much that the group could have a chance to have a meeting and discuss it all. We had to dig it up. Found out that a major piece of concrete that actually supported a 3-metre retaining wall had collapsed onto the sewer, and so it became an engineering nightmare, otherwise the unit was going to fall down the hill. So in that case, not much choice. Money gets raised, gets done. Where it's more discretionary, the corporation's got to think about, well, we've done the copper sulfate treatment. We know that we're going to have to raise money over the next few years and get it relined or whatever's recommended. So they will raise that money and move on and get the job done.
We've talked about cases where a problem has occurred and that's when people have decided to look at their drains. Is there a case to be made for occasional drain inspections, regardless of whether or not you've got problems?
Never done that, never particularly recommended it. It's certainly good for gutters and roofs and all sorts of things like that. With the more modern buildings, we haven't had much of a problem apart from the occasional crushed drain because the backfilling wasn't done properly. If you've got an older place, it probably wouldn't hurt to put a camera down. So there is a CCTV service available usually, and they put the camera down and inspect the whole lot. And that's a good idea sometimes with older drains because you can see where the tree roots might be getting in or a drain's crushed, and you can do some work now to prevent an emergency later on. And of course, the cost will be different. You won't be suddenly, you know, on a Saturday trying to get plumbers in to fix a blocked sewer. So that could be a good idea. I hadn't thought about it before, but it could be a good idea, especially with older earthenware drains, lots of trees on the property, well established. Might be a good idea to put the camera down.
And you raised the notorious question of finding a plumber. And the reason why it's notorious is everyone thinks the plumbers always cost an arm and a leg to get in, particularly if it's an emergency situation. What are the guidelines around a body corporate selecting a plumber to do a job?
Well, it'd be good if you had one that knows your property or someone who comes with a good reputation and doesn't require a credit card when they come to the door. So there are some plumbers that do that. So they actually won't do the job until they've swiped your card. And they can end up ridiculously expensive.
Is it worthwhile, for instance, the body corporate having their own preferred plumber ahead of time for when emergencies occur?
A very wise idea. And of course, in newer groups, that's probably not really much of an issue, but certainly in older buildings, which we've got a lot of in Adelaide, older drains, instead of switching plumbers all the time, to get somebody that you trust and knows the place. And especially if they've got the sewer plans, which you can get from SA Water, so they actually know what the layout of the sewers is. So yes, it wouldn't hurt to cultivate a good plumber, perhaps somebody who's local, doesn't have to come very far, and somebody who doesn't rip you off.
Speaking of sewer plans, quite often the sewers will have an easement placed over a property. Is there any consideration a body corporate needs to make with respect to an easement for a sewer on their property and what that actually means to the running of their property?
Well, it means owners shouldn't build over it. And we've certainly had cases where unauthorised building works have ended up, you know, a concrete slab ends up poured over the top of a sewer, which can cause a real problem because you've got inspection points and the need for access to dig it up, whatever. And if it's underneath a slab, that's a problem. And so people shouldn't build over easements. And the easements are usually identified on the strata plan or the community title plan.
What about water coming into the property, your water supply? What sort of problems can you have there and what should you do about them?
Believe it or not, there's still galvanised pipe out there. So some of the older groups might be, you know, before the 1960s, even 1960s, 70s, they put in galvanised pipe to feed. And of course, galvanised pipe rusts. And it rusts inside and you get less and less water and more rubbish coming through and damage to soft rubber valves and toilets that won't shut down and all the rest of it. So the feed, yes. One of the particular problems we had besides galvanised, and that all needs to be replaced, a couple of problems. PVC pipe was used quite a lot. It's a rigid pipe, often put into trenches, not backfilled, or people put in bits of timber to support the joints. Backfilled in with the timber there, the backfill slumps, the timber doesn't, and then the pipe breaks. We've had quite a lot of that happening. If copper's installed above ground, it's subject to getting stolen. We've had groups where the pipe disappears. Just disappears overnight. Somebody cuts it out. That's it, gone, no water. Mm. We've also had problems with some of the, what I called irrigation pipe that they've been using, the heavy duty stuff to do the feeds. They've got compression fittings, so they actually twist to lock up. We've found some of them burst occasionally, or when they have a T-section, they're a bit of a problem. So any of the systems, I suppose my preference is copper. It's flexible, soft enough to bend, and it's overall pretty reliable. But of course, it's very expensive now. So a lot of builders are actually putting in plastic pipes. There's some German plastic, which is very good. But of course, they feed it all through the houses, and we've had cases where the joints have burst and then the walls fill up with water. Not good either. But again, who owns the pipe is the important question. And if you can chuck the supply off at the meter out the front and you've got a meter for every unit, the meter is the owner's and the pipe that goes to their unit is the owner's. If it just comes from the back of next door where it breaks off and just feeds your unit, again, that's your pipe. It's yours to look after and repair.
So to wrap up, when you are a unit owner, what should you be thinking about plumbing issues around your property?
Keep an eye on them. Look for dampness that might be occurring in the ground. Perhaps you've got an area of lawn that's doing particularly well. It might be a leaking sewer or a leaking pipe. And let your body corporate know. Get it investigated as soon as possible. Toilet isn't draining too well. That's another cause for concern as well. And you should get onto it early rather than waiting till Friday night when you've got some friends over and it stops working.
And of course, all this will be in the fact sheet.
It certainly will, Paul.
Look forward to seeing it. Gordon Russell, thank you once again.
Thank you, Paul.
As we just said, there's a fact sheet with a checklist available from the Unit Care Services website, and that's linked to this podcast. And while you're there, have a look at our other podcasts and fact sheets, all aimed at making your job as a unit manager or owner just that little bit easier. Until next time, I'm Paul Willis. Stay safe.